Welcome to another episode of Disrupt. I'm Joyce Fumakinwa, senior reporter at Home Healthcare News. Today's episode is with Kiana James, the founder and CEO of Friendly Faces Senior Care. In this conversation, James talks about her company's focus on Alzheimer's and dementia care, how marketing and branding really helped the company achieve growth, and how the company is navigating pricing at a time when the cost of care continues to increase. Now let's get into the conversation. Hello, welcome everybody. Today we are joined by Kiana James, who is the CEO of Friendly Faces Senior Care. Kiana, thank you for joining us. Where are you joining us from today?
I am joining from the great state of Texas in Houston.
Nice. I'm sure it's a lot warmer over there than it is over here in Chicago.
Definitely.
So let's get into the conversation. For listeners that aren't familiar with Friendly Faces Senior Care, can you provide an overview of the company?
Yeah. So we were founded in 2010 by myself. This is an independent home care agency. We're licensed to service the entire state of Texas, although right now we're only concentrating in the Houston and surrounding communities, and we provide private pay medical and non-medical services.
And can you talk about how Friendly Faces Senior Care came to specialize in delivering care to patients living with Alzheimer's and dementia?
Well, for me, it's very personal. And that was because of my own experience with my father, who had Alzheimer's for a very, very long time. And so when I got in the industry, I noticed that there were so many others, clients that were dealing with the same type of condition. And so that's why I came to specialize in working with clients that have Alzheimer's and dementia. And it just came from a place of really knowing and understanding it from the personal level because of my father having it for so many years and all of the different challenges that we faced in trying to care for him to the best of our ability. And so a lot of techniques and things that I learned with caring for my own father, I've been able to bring it into my agency for my caregivers to do with our clients, and then also to be able to guide and counsel our family caregivers.
So I wanted to ask you a little bit about some of the biggest challenges to delivering care to this population of seniors and how Friendly Faces Senior Care has navigated these challenges.
I would say that the biggest challenge, because it's such a need, so the need is always going to be there. The biggest challenge is that this is not a cheap service. This is very expensive, right? And so many seniors, for the most part, need this service, but just a small amount can actually afford to pay out of pocket. To me, that's the biggest challenge. And then when you look at it with the baby boomers, now we're going to have a big wave of more people that need our services, and the cost of labor continuing to rise. So the cost of service is continuing to rise. We've got a big problem on our hand that so many people need the care, but they can't afford it. To me, that's the biggest challenge we have in our industry.
Yeah, I'm glad you touched on that because pricing is something that I want to talk more about, you know, as we go on in this conversation. But to shift gears a little bit, in 2023, Friendly Faces Senior Care made it onto the Inc. 5000 list. At the time I interviewed you for the website, and you said your company's branding and marketing really helped to kind of move the needle when it came to growth. Can you talk about this?
Yeah. So this is, I would say, my favorite part of the business is being able to really dive into the branding and the marketing, because that's where my very core strength is, I believe. And so this was something that my career was in sales. I had been in sales for, 12 years. And went on to start an agency. It's something that is a bit of what I say my love language is. I love branding and marketing. So I was able to take that knowledge and that love of branding and marketing and put it immediately into my agency. It wasn't something that someone had to teach me, or it wasn't something that someone had to tell me to do. So from the beginning of building my agency, branding and marketing was very key and very top of the list of things that I had to do. And so when it comes to moving the needle, when it came to growth, yeah, it did. Because when you are an independent agency, you have limited funds and you're competing with big franchises who pull their money together and they have lots of funds when it comes to an advertising and a branding. And they do a really great job of that. So I'm having to compete with the big companies. And so it was imperative that I focus on branding and marketing to really set myself as a difference amongst other agencies. And it was something that to this day, I still get a lot of comments about how we've marketed and branded the company.
Yeah, if I recall correctly, at the time you were talking about how some of the big brands that we're all familiar with have a very kind of recognizable visual component to it. Can you talk a little bit about what this looks like at your company?
Yes. So if you think of some of the big companies, you know, many of them have commercials. Many of them have locations, 100 locations, 200, 300 locations all across the U.S. You see commercials, you hear them on the TV, you see advertisements. I don't have the marketing budget to do that. I'm just a small company. So if you go to Arizona or another state, you're not going to know who Friendly Faces is. But if you go to Houston, for a good part of the area, you're going to know who Friendly Faces is. One of the main things that people know us for is pink. When I built this company, I built it around something that I love, and I wanted it to be something that was very familiar and very me. And so when I sat down and brainstormed, what am I going to even call this company? I just had a bunch of words on a Word document and started thinking about what do I see myself as? And that's how I came up with the name Friendly Faces, because I felt like that described who I was as a person. And then I'm very girly. You know, I love girly things. I love pink. And that's how I came to really focus on the pink. And then I felt like that's a strong way to brand. And it's not just like your baby pink, it's really your fuchsia. And I think fuchsia is such a very strong, powerful, feminine color. And it's a memorable color. And so as far as my branding goes, we always wear pink. We always wear our fuchsia. And so we became known across town as, because we have mostly ladies, but they'll call us the ladies in pink. And that's the main thing that we're known for. But also, with our name being Friendly Faces Senior Care, we also became known from, you know, our marketers, our sales managers, for being especially friendly. And that was a requirement. When I interview any potential sales manager that's going to manage one of our offices, they have to have a great smile and they have to have a friendly persona. And that's what we're known for.
I want to stay on this topic because another component of this for your company is that you have marketing representatives in each of the Friendly Faces Senior Care territories. Can you talk about this and how it's contributed to the company's growth?
Yeah, I just kind of follow the model that I've seen as far as the example of how franchises do it. And I think that they're very key on how they split up their territories. And they're able, especially when you come to a metropolitan city, they're able to determine, you know, within each geographical area or certain radius, there's a need. There's a need for seniors. And so they will have a franchisee open an office within that territory. And so I just do it very similar to that, although I'm not as big as a franchise. And, you know, we only have a few offices. I'm still small. But I followed that same thought process. And so we've been able to open, right now we're running about 4 different offices in the Houston area, and we are looking to expand.
Something you just said actually made me think about, you know, the mindset when it comes to like franchises versus non-franchise company. Is there like a strength or a benefit or an advantage, maybe is probably the best word, of like taking on that franchise mindset, even as a smaller company?
Yeah, there's a lot of things that I like about a franchise, although I've decided for my business, I don't want to do it as a franchise model. But there's a lot of benefits. One, they're able to do so much advertising and branding. Of course, as I said already, I don't have the budget like they do, but I can still do you know, the similar thought process, but on a smaller scale. And then they have processes and procedures. And that's something that a lot of smaller agencies, we really struggle with. But if you look at the franchise model, in order for them to be successful and to replicate in so many markets and so quickly, they have to have key processes and procedures, and it has to be in a way that it can be replicated from franchise owner to franchise owner. And so I think those are key things when looking at expanding that a smaller independent agencies can really look at and model our agencies after.
So as the cost of delivering care has increased, client retention has been a top priority for a lot of home care leaders. I wanted to ask you, how has this impacted your business? And have you been able to maintain current pricing? And what's been the current strategy around client retention as well?
We have a really good client retention. I'm happy that, you know, we retain a lot of our clients. Of course, in this industry, you have a lot of clients that are only on for a certain amount of time. So, you know, we may get them in the last stages of their life. Well, you're not going to be able to retain those because, you know, they're dying. They're about to pass. Right. And you get some clients that come on and it's really only a temporary solution until maybe they move into a different place or a different setting. But for those that really are trying to maintain their independence and they're utilizing home care in order to do that, we're able to retain a lot of those clients. Now, as far as cost, every single agency that I know have had to significantly increase their rates. And to me, it's something that I've never seen happen in this industry at such a fast pace as we saw happen since COVID. And that's directly because the cost of labor across the country has increased. And so that is something that we had to do as well, increase our rates. And I was afraid because I was one of those companies that I really never, you know, would go through and raise my rates. So I had clients that had been on service for years and never had a price increase. But we had a strategy. We talked to them, you know, we sent out letters. And surprisingly, we only lost one client. I thought we would lose a lot more and we had to increase our rates. But everybody understood what is going on in the economy. And so everyone, I think, was kind of expecting it and it hadn't happened. So it was something that, you know, we had to do, just like all the other agencies.
Do you believe that there are untapped business opportunities in home care that enough providers aren't engaging? And if so, are there any plans to lean into any of these opportunities?
Yeah, and that's exactly what my 2025 is about. Getting into some of these untapped markets or areas that I don't see a lot of non-medical agencies concentrating on. So one being care management. I'm starting to see, you know, some kind of tiptoeing around care management. That is something that we are expanding into in 2025. And then also medical staffing. There's only a few agencies, and usually they are one of the franchises mm-hmm. that even touch medical staffing. And they really kind of parallel in a lot of ways. So that is something that we've started a whole medical staffing division in 2025. And then lastly, I would say private pay nursing. That's probably the biggest need that we need in our industry because it goes hand in hand with that non-medical care. But only a few agencies are actually doing private pay nursing. And one, because, you know, it takes higher credentialed people in order to run a private pay nursing agency, and it's a higher liability. But it is something that is so needed with our clients because we have caregivers, they're going in and we're considered, quote, non-medical, but there's a lot of medical needs that it's needed. And so here in Texas, we don't have to have that nursing oversight. In some other states, you do. But I think it's something that's really on tap that a lot of other agencies should be looking into.
One challenge that remains top of mind for a lot of home care providers is recruitment and retention. A couple years ago at a conference, you spoke on a panel that touched on the importance of understanding what attracts employees and what leads to their dissatisfaction. So I wanted to bring it up again. What have you learned about this over the years, and how have you applied it to Friendly Faces senior care?
Yeah, I really am happy that at such a small stage when I was smaller, that I immediately started going to conferences. It was the conferences that really, and the teachers at the conferences, that really taught me to look out for things I didn't know I needed to. And so when it comes to attracting and retaining employees, there's a lot of things that they're looking for. So one of the biggest things that's been so helpful for us has been to do these employee surveys, and we do them on a monthly basis. And, you know, there's a main company that we use, but there's other companies that do it as well. And we track what those employees are saying. And so you can have firsthand knowledge of what's making your employees satisfied or dissatisfied. And so that has taught us a lot. You know, two of the main things that you always hear consistently from caregiver to caregiver, no matter where you are, is they always want more training and they always want to feel more appreciated. And so taking that knowledge is something that has helped us to really kind of fine tune things at Friendly Faces. And happy to say that we do have a new initiative that we're working on this year in 2025 that we're about to roll out. And we call it the Friendly Book. And it's going to mirror something like a Facebook, but an internal one. And so this is just another way in which our employees, we want them to feel connected to us and we want to engage them. And then we will also have ways in which to incentivize them as well.
I wanted to ask, what has been the impact on your recruitment and retention efforts? Do you have any numbers you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Yeah, so we have, you know, when we pull and when we're recruiting, there's different ways in which we're doing that, not just your traditional, okay, let's go to Indeed. And because of this, we have a lot of caregivers that it's very diverse when it comes to caregivers. We got young caregivers that are students, you know, they're going to college or they're nursing students. And I think our oldest caregivers in their 80s.
Oh, wow.
And we have a lot of caregivers that for years have came on and came off and came on and came off as their circumstances change. And I think that's a good sign because, you know, maybe they're able to pick up additional part-time work for 6 months and then their circumstances change and they can't. We have a lot of them that come back to us and we're like, yeah, come on back. You're ready to work again. I think that says something. Right now we're sitting at almost 400 caregivers. And there are some of our caregivers that we had up to almost 10 years. And so I think that's a really good sign when you have your caregivers and they're sticking around. Now, we're an agency, just like everyone else. You know, you're always going to lose caregivers. That's just the norm in our industry. But I'm happy that we have so many caregivers that have actually been with us for years.
I wanted to ask, how important are partnerships to Friendly Faces senior care right now? And what types of companies are you looking to connect with?
Yeah, partnerships is always important. I think not just in a senior care agency, but also in any type of business, you want to network and you want to have partners. So for us specifically, we look and we partner with home health companies, hospice companies, DME companies, hospital systems, senior living facilities, nursing homes. Those are going to be our primary partners. But then you also look outside of that, and there's others like elder care attorneys and financial representatives. Anyone that's kind of dealing with seniors we're looking to partner with. But then in addition to that, we also want to spread the information about our agencies to the community. So local business partners, you can partner with them on events, local chambers. We can partner with them as well. But partnerships is something that's so very important in building a business and in branding that business.
What new ways do you plan to achieve growth this year?
So we have a lot of new ways. I'm very excited about 2025 because there's so many new things that we are working on. And as an entrepreneur at heart, that's something that we just thrive on. So we have a new system called Care AI, and that's a virtual caregiving system. And you'll start seeing this pop up. A lot of people are starting to adapt some type of virtual care giving system. We have one that we've branded a certain way. So we have that. And the purpose of that, again, our goal is to try and help that senior to live as independent as possible for as long as possible. Also, we are expanding when it comes to our private pay nursing. So we are now able to offer a variety of different services that we haven't in the past from a nursing perspective. Then we're getting into care management a little later in 2025. And we've already started recruiting for our medical staffing. And then in about 3 months, we will be licensed for the new CNA school that we're opening. So we have so much in the works for 2025. I'm so very excited.
We're at the end of our conversation. So Kiana, I wanted to ask you, what are some of your long-term goals and short-term goals for Friendly Faces Senior Care?
So from a short-term perspective, continue to fine-tune my processes and my procedures. That's number one. We've done a great job, but we still have work to do. And I am working on that. But then also from a short-term perspective, continue to expand across Houston markets. So I have about 4 offices, and I want to expand to about maybe 3 or 4 more offices, specifically in the Houston area. And from a long-term perspective, my goal and our vision is to become the number one provider of home care services in the state of Texas.
Kiana James, thank you so much for joining us today on Disrupt.
It was a pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Disrupt. For more news and insights on the home health, home care, and hospice industries, subscribe to our daily or weekly newsletters at homehealthcarenews.com or consider becoming an HHCM Plus member. I'm Joyce Femakinwa, and this has been a production of WTWH Media.